Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. Calling all conscious achievers who are seeking more community and connection, I've got an invitation for you. Join me at this year's Summit of Greatness, this September 7th through 9th in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, to unleash your true greatness. This is the one time a year that I gather the greatness community together in person for a powerful, transformative weekend. People come from all over the world, and you can expect to hear from inspiring speakers like Inky Johnson, Jaspreet Singh, Vanessa Van Edwards, Jen Sincero, and many more. You'll also be able to dance your heart out to live music, get your body moving with group workouts, and connect with others at our evening socials. So if you're ready to learn, heal, and grow alongside other incredible individuals in the greatness community, then you can learn more at lewishowes.com/summit2023. Make sure to grab your ticket, invite your friends, and I'll see you there.
What would you say are three secrets that millionaires who have it all have?
Whatever you focus on, whatever gets your attention, gets results. If you're listening right now and you're in great shape, it means your body is getting attention. You're eating the right food, you're working out. If your company's doing amazing, you have focus, attention, and hunger. I mean, that's a great one too, is you have hunger for that business. You have hunger to be in great shape. Someone who's successful in every way, they really know what's important, and they say no to all the things that complicate that. So I make myself a not to-do list all the time, and I obsess on knowing what I really want. Most times, people that are living with suffering or stress or worry, most of their life is focused on what they don't want. I don't want this employee to be annoying anymore. I don't want this to happen. I don't want this president anymore. I don't. And they don't have enough of knowing in crystal clear clarity where it is they want to go. So you ask me one thing in common, the most successful people I know, if you got them in an elevator and say, hey man, what's the next year of your life look like? Bam, bam, you know this from all your interviews. Oh, we're doing this, we're starting this new company, we're doing this. You ask somebody who's struggling or not happy, they'll tell you what they don't want. Even if you ask them, and anybody listening, you could do this. Ask somebody who's not doing well what they want out of life, and they'll tell you what they don't want. They'll go, you know what, I don't want this job anymore. Even though you asked them what they want. But ask somebody who's successful in a lot of areas of your life, like, oh man, I want to get my new company off the ground. Like, they know where it is they want to go. So I would say—
Because then they can figure out, okay, what are the steps to getting there?
Right.
How do I do that?
Right.
Now?
So if you really know where you want, you point your ship in that direction. And successful people start saying no to all the things that don't serve them going in that direction. If it doesn't serve God, it doesn't serve a bigger, better version of you. It doesn't serve more income, a better relationship.
Health,
it doesn't serve your health. Successful people know how to say, I'm not doing it. Or someone talks in life, you're gone. And literally, when you do that in all areas of life, where do I want to go with my health? Okay, anything that doesn't serve that, I'm not doing it. Where do I want to go with my income? Okay, I'm going to focus on that. I'm going to point my ship in that direction. If it doesn't match, I'm throwing it away. Where do I want with my intimacy and my passion? Like, figure out, read the books, gain the capability. Yeah. So that's one. Number two is focus on the things that work in your life and be the observer of the things that work. You come home in your relationship and you say something and your wife or your husband lights up. Acknowledge that and do more of it. And then on the opposite side, acknowledge what doesn't work in your life and do less of it or change it. And as simple as that sounds, I learned that through marketing. I love to market because I know if I can get my book in people's hands, if I get my courses in people's hands, they come to my workshops, they come to my masterclasses, they come to my masterminds, I can change their life. I can't change their life if I don't get them in. So marketing isn't one of those things I have to do. It's a must. I got so good at marketing. There's so many different, like, what's the color website? Do you use an arrow? What's the opt-in? What's the close? How did you anchor? What's the hook? All I know with marketing is I love being transparent and enthusiastic. But the last thing is, I've obsessed on what works in my marketing and I get feedback. I've read probably 100,000 comments, tens of thousands of comments, because I read and I hear what people's fears are. I hear what they like about my stuff. I hear what they don't. And when I see a bunch of people telling me what they like, here's the brilliant Dean Graziosi, I do more of it.
Yeah.
And when they tell me this didn't work, it was complicated, or I was a little confused, the brilliance comes out again, I do less of it. And I realize successful people do that in all areas of your life. If having three drinks at night makes me not get up in the morning to go to the gym and the gym makes me feel good, I'll have FOMO of not going to the gym. I'm gonna do less of that 3 hour drinking rather than quitting the gym so I can get there, because that makes, so I'm doing less of what hurts me, more of what works. That's the same process of thinking, living life the hard way is easy. and living life the easy way is hard. When you're hungry, just grab a McDonald's. It tastes good. It's easy. It's quick.
It's quick.
Right? That's easy.
Cheap, yeah.
But you could end up with diabetes, dying young, not looking good, not being healthy. Going and eating the right food, eating organic, going to the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning is hard. But I look at my dad. My dad's been eating healthy and working out his entire life. My dad's 84. I'm not kidding you. My dad looks like he's 55 years old.
Wow.
But my dad lived the hard way. He said no to all the greasy food. He got up every single day and went, has gone to the gym for the last 30 years. So just think about that. It's like, focus on what works and do more of it. I know if I treat my fiance a certain way, she looks at me with love at the highest level. I acknowledge what is her love language. And I see if I do something for her, if I'm there for her, if I'm always looking at her, my eyes are on her, even if I'm across the room, she lights up. So man, I want more of that.
You do more of it.
So I do more of it. Yeah. As simple as that sounds, think about in your life, are you compounding what works and eliminating what doesn't? Third one's real easy. It's self-education. Mm-hmm. I never stop learning. I realize that every single successful person I know is a part of groups, a part of masterminds, a part of self-education, learning from other people. It's the collective wisdom of a room, or it's someone who's already been there. The current education system's broken.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they won't fix it, but it's broken. It's antiquated. Technology's moving too fast. Colleges have gone up 8 times while jobs and salaries have stayed flat. Yeah.
Well, they're also teaching us the things that aren't serving our lives forever.
Yeah.
They're teaching us subjects. They're not teaching us a belief system.
Right. A belief system, habits, successful traits, right? The world has changed so much. It needs to be updated. But until then, self-education should be the norm. I mean, you think about this. My staff, the majority of my staff right now are young as heck. Half of my staff haven't gone to college. I have a 19-year-old kid running my social media ad spend. He spends a couple a couple hundred thousand a week, every week. He's 19. I have a 22-year-old doing everything on YouTube. I have all these young kids, and how I hired them, because I'm in this phase of my life, is I didn't care where they went to school or if they went to school, and I didn't care if they ever worked before. All I wanted to know was self-education a part of their life? Were they A players, and were they teachable? I'd hire them. I just hire a consultant to come in, train them for a day, 2 days, a week, and then let them go. Wow. I think I have the best staff on the planet, and most of those kids would have been misfits in corporate America. Mm-hmm. Like right now, if you're listening, the answer to fix this problem is in your head, because the world has got so niche that, you know, there's people having workshops on, you know, how to cut a fade in a hair in a barber instead of just making money cutting hair. He's making a fortune every month teaching other people how to do it, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody has an expertise, and what Tony and I want to do is help the world unlock it, learn how to share it, and get paid for it. If you have a knowledge, if it took you a year or two or three to figure something out, you should be obligated to extract it. But here's the cool part. There's a process to extract it.
Yeah.
Share it with people and get paid.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.